When I was a young minister, I heard much about our friend Mrs. Robinson, pictured in that wonderful book, Radiant Glory. And I heard from many people about her, and they said, oh, she is a marvelously gifted woman. Try to see her. And then others said, you can't see her. She's too holy. You can't possibly see her. We saw her. We were in there 2 hours, but you, of course, we don't know about you. They made my heart heavy. And so for years I heard about Mrs. Robinson, and I got real desirous of seeing her. And one day when I was in the city of Zion, and I knew where she lived, I took my heart in my hands, and I went to her cottage, and I knocked at the door without asking anybody's permission. And the door opened, and I saw Mrs. Robinson, and I had an audience with her. And oh, my heart leapt within me when I met the dear woman of whom I had heard so much. It was such a privilege. Some people would have paid a lot of money to have an audience with her. Of course, it didn't cost anything. But, you know, it was very difficult to see her. And now I was in her presence, and she said, well, young man, what did you come for? Oh, I said, I thought maybe I could hear something from the Lord. And then she laughed. She said, oh, now I was fooling myself. I thought you came to visit me. And you didn't. You came to see the Lord. Well, the wonderful thing was, I had an introduction to this woman, and she gave me an introduction to somebody else. She says, why do you come to me? If you want to know the truth, Jesus is the truth. If you want to find the way, Christ Jesus is the way. If you want to have life, Jesus is life. Go to him. Beloved, that changed my life. She said, of course, God spoke through her. Get alone with me. Get alone with me. He said it 4 times. He said, I can speak to you much better than I can speak to you by any prophet in the world. If you're all alone with me. And then I said, what does that mean to get alone with God? Strange. I've been a Christian so many years. I'd heard about Jesus. I loved him from the distance. But I didn't know that a person could get so deeply wrapped up in Jesus Christ and be alone with him and meet him like Moses met him, like Abraham met him. We're eight of these Old Testament men. You remember how Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And he was not found. Why? Because he walked with God. And if a man like Enoch, way back there, had found the secret place of the Most High God, I ought to be able to find it.